listening to Stokely and Zach on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
We started today off with some breaking Broncos news. Wide receiver KJ Hamler, partially torn pec, undergoes surgery, 4 to 6 month recovery. And, does it change the plan for the Denver Broncos when it comes to Jerry Jeudy? All that and more. It's Cecil Amy sitting in for Zach By. Stokely and Zach. And Stoke, man, you had the tease.
I did.
You had the setup.
I thought it was great.
I know.
Great about it.
And then Drew run in here. His hair was on fire. He's just like, no. You got Mike Kliss next.
Unbelievable.
I know.
You still want my name? After. Next segment.
Next segment.
Okay. We got to go to Kliss. I got some stuff to ask Kliss.
Yeah.
Mike,
you there? Yes. Nine News, Broncos insider. What's up, Mike? The KJ Hamler news, partially torn pec, 4 to 6 months. Does he even make the team now, in your opinion?
Yeah, that's a good question. Generally, those are 6 month injuries, aren't they, when you have surgery?
Yeah.
So, let's plan on 6 months, which puts him right at the start of the regular season. And given his health history, you know, you got to be cautious with a guy like that. And I doubt he starts the season and that kind of thing, which is too bad because he was back from, he was finally back from all the hamstrings and the groin injuries he had coming back from the ACLs, feeling good. He was working out of state, I guess, when that happened. And, it's just real unfortunate. The guy's got a lot of talent. He just doesn't have much luck when it comes to staying healthy.
Yeah, it's a big bummer. I feel for him. You know, a lot of injuries, and this was the one year for him to get everything on track and go through a full off season and with a new coaching staff and a new system. And now he's not going to be able to do that. It's just devastating news for him. Mike, talk about another wide receiver, Jerry Jeudy. A lot of buzz around him getting traded, and you know whether it's a first round pick or you know they're going after Alan Lazard, they're going after Adam Thielen. I mean, that just tells me that one of those guys was going to get moved, and they're ready to move on from Jerry Jeudy. Hey, do you think does this impact Jeudy at all? This KJ Hamler news. Do you think he gets traded? How do you view that whole situation?
No, I mean, the Hamler injury happened before the start of free agency. From what I understand, it happened a couple weeks ago. Free agency opened about 10 days ago. So the Broncos were aware of the Hamler injury before free agency. And when you started hearing about the Sutton and Jeudy, the way I understand it, guys, is, I've been told it's unlikely that the Broncos move Jeudy or Sutton. And so that's what I've been told. We'll see. You know, if they line up a couple draft picks for Cortland Sutton and the Broncos can move the $14.5 million. But, Jeudy, I just don't see it. I guess I don't see it. It's not impossible. Teams would have to go to a first round draft pick in order to get Jeudy. And maybe that happens after the draft. I guess right now, Where the possible trades of those receivers is probably you wait till the draft to see where teams stack up and those kind of things, if they feel comfortable with the receiver room or they don't. I'm talking about other teams. But right now, the last I heard is that there wasn't a whole lot of trade talk going on with Jeudy or Sutton.
Mm-mm-mm. There you go. Mike Kliss, #9Sports, 9News Broncos Insider. You follow him on Twitter, @MikeKliss. Now, Mike, I don't know if your ears were ringing earlier in the show up in Golden, okay, but Brandon Stokely was, he's kind of calling you out. I was defending you, Mike. I was totally on your side. But Stoke was like,
what was Stoke saying?
Stoke said, well, where's Mike been on this Russell Wilson thing, man? Because it sounds like the Russell Wilson scope on his knee, just this little scope, little discomfort thing. When did it happen? Because usually when guys get knee scopes after the season, it's like, January, 20th or whatever, we find out. We just kind of found out now that Russell Wilson had this done. So what's the story there on Russell Wilson's scope?
Yeah. I mean, I did report on it yesterday. And what it was is that he had this, it wasn't an injury. You know, it's not like he had anything torn. He just had some discomfort in, I believe, I don't know which knee it was, but it's something that was bothering him for the last couple of years. And he went in there. It was an elective surgery. He had a scope to get things cleaned up, shaved down. And, you know, he walked out of it. It was outpatient surgery. He walked, or he didn't walk out, but he left the hospital the same day as the surgery, and he was walking the next day. And from what I understand, it's there's no such thing as minor, and the knee was bothering him. So I don't want to downplay it too much. But as these things go, you know, I think it was more on the minor side than compared to other knee surgeries.
Mike, what's next for the Denver Broncos here moving forward as the draft approaches? What's next? Do you expect to hear about a signing? You got a position. What's next in the draft and free agency?
Yeah, they still got to get a safety. You know, with and I don't know if they're waiting on Kareem's price to come down or kind of testing Kareem's patience, or they're looking somewhere else. So they definitely got to get a starting safety, I think, in free agency, and. And then, you got the draft without those first two rounds. So you got to try to do something in the third round there. And they got two picks in the third round. You got to try to get a starter. I know there's a lot of talk about maybe getting a center in the third round. That's where centers go. It seems like they're always trying to, replace Lloyd Cushenberry. Cushenberry knows it, and no one's replaced him yet. So we'll see how that shakes out, and then receiver. And I tell you guys, the one thing about Hamler is he was their speed guy.
Right.
And that's one thing that this team has not had the last couple of years, especially you notice it when they go up against the Chiefs, who even without Tyreek Hill seem to have speed everywhere. The Broncos just got to do a better job of getting speed on offense. And, so let's see. I think they got to address that somehow, some way in the offseason.
Mm. He is Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, #9Sports. Mike, before we let you out of here, what was your 40 time back in the day? We're talking about speed. You know, Stokely's got us all beat. I won't tell you my 40 time because you could time it with a sundial, but like, what? Come on, give us a Mike Kliss back in the day story, man. Come on, are you a high school basketball star? Well,
I go so far back they didn't run the 40. You know, they
ran a mile.
yeah, they ran the 100 and the 50, and 100 yards, not 100 meters.
Ah,
the meters came. The meters came after the after high school for me. And so, it was 100 and the 50. And I would say you could put me in the Tom Brady combine category.
Okay. All right.
He ran over a 5.1, 5.2, 5.4. Speed and strength wasn't my game. Other than that, I was a heck of an athlete.
I love it. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
Mike, be
you.
Good, man. We'll talk to you soon.
You guys.
And there we have a Mike Kliss. So, I mean, you can get by with guile, right? Savvy, moxie. What's all the words they use for guys that don't have speed or athleticism in the draft?
Crafty.
Like, he's crafty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Kliss is crafty.
Crafty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
I like it.
That's
what
crafty.
It is.
That's right.
Mike Kliss, crafty. Okay, the Broncos in the draft, they can get playmakers.
All right.
If George Payton, you are listening, this is the lone segment that you cannot miss for the playmakers in the draft.
You got names?
Names and games.
Bam.
Next.
Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station, 104.3, The Fan.
Don't
quiz me on this. I already know.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's right.
See, you're on it. You're on it most of it.
Most of the time.
Yeah. All right, this is a segment I've been waiting for.
Okay.
Let's get down to business.
Yeah.
You want me to be excited about the draft?
I do.
It's hard.
I'm trying to change your mind.
No, I know. I'm still excited about it, but not to the levels that we've been around here. We don't have a pick to the third round. Got two back-to-back picks. It's like, oh, okay. So we don't have that, hey, top 10 pick we're looking at. Quarterback, what are we going to get really excited about the names that we know? You're the one that does all the homework, all the research. You got some names for George Payton.
Yes.
That you say you can find in the third, fourth, fifth round that can help this football team out. Those are the names I want to hear to get me excited, Cecil. Give it to me. Who you got?
You want starters? What position you want? Because I think the Broncos need to get a running back, a pass rusher, and Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, just told us center. Now, center might be a little bit less sexy, but if you can find that guy, bring competition into the room, you're all about that. So I've got three different options for you. So you tell me where you want to start. Do you want to start with center? You want to start with some sort of pass rusher? Or do you want to start with running back?
It's your segment.
Okay.
You know, you tell me where we're going to start, and I'm good with whatever. So.
Okay. I think even with Samaje Perine, and even with Javonte Williams being back eventually, whether or not he's the same again, is Javonte this year's version of Cortland Sutton? Like, the guy's just never going to be the same again? Maybe. I hope not, but maybe. So for me, I go down to around your neck of the woods in Tulane, and I get Tajay Spears, and he is a Alvin Kamara-like running back. Now, people will say, well, if he's Kamara, he's not going to last in the third round. Guess who was the third-round pick out of Tennessee? His name was Alvin Kamara. So if you want to cross that off your list, you want speed, you want explosiveness, playmaking ability, then Tajay Spears is your guy. Running back Tulane, put it in the books.
Okay.
I'd say there's a chance he might not even be there. That's how good of a pick that he could be. So if you're the Broncos and he's there at 67, you should feel lucky that he is, and you should run the pick up to Roger Goodell. How would you like an Alvin Kamara-like back for this backfield?
I would love that. I think Sean Payton would love that. You know who else would love that?
Mm.
Russell Wilson would love that.
Yes.
So I'm down with that. Yes, even though we got Perine, even though we got Javonte Williams, if you could give me that type of back, you know, pass receiving, dual threat running back, I mean, that's...
Yes.
Have we had around? When have we had one of those? It's been a long time.
Clayton Portis?
It's been a long time. It would be nice to have that type of back. And you talk about take some pressure off of Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that type of running back would do. I love that. I'm down with
okay.
that. Thank you. That's
you
a
love
good
it?
Breakdown.
Down
yes.
with that, and that's the kind of guy you want. Now,
yes.
You want D-line or O-line? Because I got one on each.
I want to go O-line.
Okay. Then you go Jarrett Patterson from Notre Dame. Now, he missed most of last year due to injury, but you're talking about technically sound player that comes in, has got proper knee bend, got strength, understands leverage. He is absolute plug and play when it comes to the center position.
Center.
So Jarrett Patterson, you plug him in, third rounder, and because of that injury, and of course his medical's got to check out at the combine, but because of that, coming out of Notre Dame, you're going to see a kid who can step in and start in the NFL and eventually be a Pro Bowl player.
I love it.
Yeah.
I could see the Broncos using one of those first two picks there on a center slash guard in the third round.
Okay.
I could definitely see that happening. So I like that name there.
Yeah.
And all right.
Jarrett Patterson. Get to know the name. Now, the only reason he'd be there, because it's not a great center class, the only reason he'd be there was because of that injury from this last season. I got another one.
Like, you don't want to see anyone get hurt. You don't want to draft a guy that he missed all of last year.
Right.
But other than that, you wouldn't be getting him at the third round, like you said.
Yes.
So
yes.
You might be getting a lot of bang for your buck with that third round pick. Love
and
it.
I got another one.
Okay.
And it comes from interior pressure. I think that interior pressure makes every single quarterback look mortal. The edge guys are fun. The edge guys are nice. This actually isn't a very bad edge class whatsoever. So if you want edge players, they will be available to you. But I think getting pressure up the gut in the middle is the way to go. And that's why you go Dante Stills from West Virginia. Saw him down at the Shrine Bowl. I did see Jarrett Patterson at the Senior Bowl as well. But saw Stills at the Shrine Bowl We're talking about kind of a Tasmanian devil defensive tackle. He's not Aaron Donald. Nobody's Aaron Donald.
Right.
But that sort of presence where it's quick off the line of scrimmage, just kind of ferocious in the middle, doesn't shy away from stuffing the run, but is really sniffing out and hunting quarterbacks. He is a professional quarterback hunter with burst and tenacity when it comes to getting to the passer. So you want that sort of interior pressure? Dante Stills in the third round. He will be there.
Okay, I love it. Dante Stills.
You got it.
Third round, West Virginia.
Yep. Jared Patterson, third round, Notre Dame.
And he could step up. See, so would he... It'd be our Draymond Jones, kind of Zach Allen defensive end in our 3-4.
He is. The reason why he'd be there, because people are like, well, if he's so good, why would he be there? Some consider him a tweener. So you're thinking, okay, is he a defensive tackle? Is he a defensive end? Brother, he's both.
Perfect. Love it.
Yes.
So that's Dante Stills, defensive tackle there from West Virginia. And then we had a running back out of Tulane.
Tyjae Spears.
How do you spell that?
Spears.
Okay, that's out of Tulane.
Yep.
And then our center from Notre Dame is
Jarrett Patterson.
Jarrett Patterson.
You got
okay, those are three names that I'm going to write down here.
Start floating them around. Send them around to all your contacts. Let me know what they say about them, and then get back to me.
I love it. I'm keeping this here right here. So I got some names that I can go with that I'm hoping that the Broncos could get one of these guys at least, maybe get two of them.
Well, but and with two of those third-round picks, they can get two starters.
I love the positions that you got there. Certainly could use another running back, and especially a guy good out of the backfield. We definitely need that. Can't have too many good offensive linemen, especially with what we're trying to do and how we're trying to protect Russ and how we're trying to run the football. So you got a center there and Jarrett Patterson, defensive tackle, right there in the middle of the defense. That's a big bonus. So,
I'm worried about the rush of this team, the pass rush of this team.
Sure.
The secondary, which they're going to add a safety. Mike Kliss just told us that. They will be looking for safety help in free agency, whoever that's going to be, maybe bring Kareem back. Although when Kareem was on Good Morning Football and they're like, you want to go to a contender? He's like, yeah. I mean, it was like when I asked you about trading for DeAndre Hopkins. You're like, nope. It was right away. Right away. Kareem Jackson, do you want to go to contender? Yep.
Yeah, well, who doesn't?
Well, that's not here.
But still, do you want to play football? Yep. Okay. So, I mean, it takes two to tango.
That's like, a cold business.
Right. Well, what if a contender doesn't want Kareem Jackson? What if they're set at safety? Okay, well, you look around and say, I still want to play football. Okay, well, if the Broncos want me, you go back to Denver, even though they're not a true contender, right? That's how it works sometimes.
Okay.
You don't always get what you want. See, she didn't know that? You get what you want?
No.
Okay.
Not all the time. I'm a little bit spoiled, but yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so what is Kareem, like 14 years?
Wow.
14 years?
Wow.
Yeah. So much so that he played two seasons with D'Amico Ryans. Top of my head. Yeah,
wow.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
The new coach for the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans. Yeah.
And Kareem Jackson has played so long that he played with him.
He played, and he played well last year for the majority of the season. Stayed healthy. So,
Kareem Jackson ain't done, man.
No.
He's not done at all.
I think he's still playing. The question with him, I think, that you have if you're the Broncos is, are you ready to look at some of these young guys? Whether it be P.J. Locke, are you looking to see if you have...
Weren't you doing that last year and Kareem Jackson beat him?
You were looking at that last year.
Caden Stearns could have started last year, but
once you bring
Kareem Jackson was better.
Once you bring him back, you're kind of probably going down that road, the veteran player.
I don't know. What if the young guys beat him out?
How are you going to beat him out doing walkthroughs? You know, like, seriously.
Why you got to bring up facts?
We're trying to argue,
and you're bringing up facts and information. Why do you want to do that?
I don't know.
We're supposed to argue about emotion.
I apologize.
We're not supposed to use logic. We're just supposed to use emotion. Okay. Well, get yourself some running back help. Get yourself some defensive line help, and get yourself some offensive line help.
Notice how
I didn't say tight end there.
See, now you got me excited about the draft.
I know you did not say tight end. I know. Or wide receiver, and I got more of those guys too, but those are later in the draft. You just wanted third round. I just gave you third round.
Okay.
You want fourth? You want fifth? You want seventh? You want undrafted? There's talent there, and this is why the pressure is on George Payton. You can't screw it up like you did last year by taking Montrell Washington instead of taking Isaiah Pacheco, who was in your building, by taking Dalarian Turner-Yell instead of taking Tariq Woolen, who led the league in interceptions. Like, you got an opportunity. Woolen was a fifth-round pick. Pacheco was a seventh-round pick. Pacheco was the leading rusher in the Super Bowl for the Chiefs.
Do you have a couple of those guys for me? A couple of names, like later picks that the Broncos could...
I got them all, baby. You do? Got them all.
All right, well, you get me excited. I guess let's continue the party. Okay. That'll be next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents...
Ding, 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 ding.
And Zach.
You don't know who this is, do you?
I have no idea who this is.
Yeah, me either. DJ Magic Mike. Ding, 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 ding. I have no idea.
Okay.
It's just called Flexicution.
Okay.
Just a... All right. Got a good beat to it.
It does.
You know what else got a good beat to it?
What's that?
The Broncos finding some steals late in the draft. Cecil Larry, Cecil, go to your
house. That's right.
Do you have some names for me?
How about the fastest player at the Senior Bowl that plays wide receiver? You're in a mood today, Brandon Stokely, because we got the news right at the top of the show.
Mm-hmm.
KJ Hamler, slightly torn pec, surgery, out 4 to 6 months. And you've been in a mood ever since then. It brought you down. Brother, I am here to bring you up.
Yes, I need to be brought up. I felt bad for KJ, you know, personally. I don't know him, but he's been through a lot. And you're hoping that this would be his year to stay healthy. Obviously, he's starting off with a major injury here. He's going to be out 4 to 6 months. I need something to lift my spirits. Cecil.
Okay.
Who do you have?
Well, I'm here for you. Trey Palmer, Nebraska. Wide receiver. Ran 21.1 miles per hour at the Senior Bowl. And it's not a surprise he had a 10-400 meter in high school. He is fast. He is take the top off fast. And if you mentioned KJ Hamler, Hamler was clocked around 21 to 22 miles an hour. So you're talking about a player with Hamler-type speed. Trey Palmer, Nebraska. I know a lot of local fans will be like, I don't want a bug eater. Yeah, you go to the pros, we forgive the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yeah,
but
look, hey, we can't be picky over here. Get us some good football players.
Get
Cecil,
good
right?
football players and get speed. You and Mike Kliss both today were talking about, like, this team doesn't have any speed. Well, Trey Palmer, there's your speed. And, by the way, even though things are real tight out there at UCL's training center, which I think is, well, I don't want to get in trouble, Stoke, but I think some people are uncomfortable over there and because of Sean Payton, because of the way Sean Payton runs things, and I don't think that's a bad thing at all.
Of course it's not a bad thing.
I don't think it's bad at all, but there's not much coming out of Dove Valley, but I'll tell you this, I happen to believe, you can say this is a Lassie Bark or not, I happen to believe that they like Trey Palmer. So Trey Palmer, did you write that down?
I did.
You got it down? Trey
I got
Palmer.
It. T-R-E-Y.
Palmer. Wide receiver, Nebraska. We're talking blazing speed on the field. Now people will say, well, why would he be there? Because you mentioned I want the late round guys. Trey Palmer's probably a seventh round pick.
Seventh round. Okay.
Seventh round pick. But that type of speed. People say, well, why is he there? The reason why? Well, you're talking about a transfer. You're talking about a guy that also has a smaller catch radius, right? Some people, he's not going to be this big bodied target. No, he's not going to be that. But you're talking about a wide receiver that originally went to LSU.
Okay.
You're talking about a wide receiver, I believe, and Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong. Kevin's totally dulled out. I believe he was there when Joe Burrow won it all. Trey Palmer might have been like a freshman
Burrow
won it all.
Behind Justin Jefferson,
yeah,
Chase.
Exactly.
And,
so what are you playing behind those guys? Are you playing?
No. No.
So you transfer, you go to Nebraska, you blow it up, but you still got that LSU speed. So now I'm getting, you see, I'm talking about these Louisiana guys. I'm getting you excited, man.
That's right.
And now that's a late round. And this is where George Payton, you can't screw it up this year.
No, you can't because you don't have any early picks.
No.
You don't have premium picks. I mean, you get third round, those are fine, but
yeah.
So you got to find these types of guys. Okay, we got Trey Palmer, probably maybe a seventh rounder.
Yes.
Do you have anybody? And we obviously need to add more depth to the wide receiver position. I love that one.
Yes.
Another good one from you,
speed. Speed.
That's right.
Very important.
Who else do you have?
What position do you want? Or do you want to continue on wide receivers? I wrote up some late round wide receivers for the Broncos this week on DenverSports.com.
You say you had a tight end for me somewhere?
I do have tight end. I got a lot of tight ends for you.
Give me a tight end, I think, because I'm think we're going to need to draft a tight end.
You're going to need to draft a tight end to be sure.
The best guy you have as a tight end prospect between third and seventh round or fourth, fifth, you know, anywhere around there that we could get our hands on with the draft picks that we have right now.
Yeah, and not with the draft picks you could have had.
Right.
Because, honestly, and I know we talked about five, like five would be different if that was the case. Like five would be different. But I look at it and I go, you know what? If you had had the pick that you got for Bradley Chubb, if you had kept that,
that late
you would have been,
you
would have been considering
about.
A Luke Musgrave from Oregon State. But there's another one from Oregon State. And
Oregon State's got two tight ends.
They got two tight ends.
Two.
Now, one
Not
of
one,
them,
but two.
Luke Musgrave is a tight end.
Okay.
Jack Coletto is more of a Kyle Juszczyk.
Okay.
So he's a tight end, fullback, H-back, whatever
is
type
of
player.
Is he a first-round guy?
No, no, no.
Okay.
He says this is seventh round.
Oh,
this
perfect.
Is more late guys. So got Luke Musgrave, who I have as the second-best tight end in this class.
We're probably not going to get our hands on him, right? He'll be gone before we have a draft pick.
You're probably going to have four tight ends in the first round. Musgrave will be there. You got Dalton Kincaid from Utah, my number one tight end this year. Michael Mayer from Notre Dame there as well. And Darnell Washington from Georgia. He got a lot of attention around the scouting combine. So you got to look later. You got to go further down the board. And that's where if you look at, I know people have connected the Broncos to Luke Schoonmaker from Michigan. Will Mallory from Miami is good as well. But if you want that sort of, I don't know, chess piece, right? What do we call Kyle Juszczyk? He's a fullback, but he's kind of a tight end. I mean, I'm not going to say Taysom Hill. Although Jack Coletto did run the Wildcat there for the Beavers.
Okay.
Is it Wild Beaver? What if it's Wildcat, but you're the Beavers?
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as Wild Beaver? You ever ran up against a Beaver?
Can't say that I have.
Can't say that you have. No.
No.
Never.
No.
Never.
I wouldn't want to run up to a wild one, I can tell you that. It wouldn't
They're
be
fine.
Very much fun.
They're fine.
Well, look, I like so that style of a football player, I think Sean Payton's looking for. You're talking about that hybrid guy.
Yeah, H-back, fullback, Jack Coletto.
Jack Coletto.
C-O-L-L-E-T-T-O.
I mean, you see all the things that you can do with a Kyle Juszczyk type of back. And whether you play fullback, you can play a little tight end. You move them all over the place. And just gives you a lot of flexibility offensively. These are the players I think Sean Payton's looking for,
right?
Obviously.
Right. And we know that he can use versatile players like he did with Taysom Hill.
Exactly. So I like that. I like that name there. That's someone that I'm going to really keep my eye on out of Oregon State there for the Denver Broncos.
And we're
Love
talking
it.
About late-round talent that you can give Sean Payton and he can take a chance on. You can't miss on these guys. Now I'm just fascinated by the wildlife you ran into in the bayou. Because you didn't know beavers down there. Well, did you have beavers? Yeah, probably had some
beavers. Of course you had everything.
Okay.
You got everything.
But you're gators.
Yeah.
Crocodiles. What's the difference?
I don't know. Gators.
Okay, just gators. They're all gators.
Gators.
Okay.
Just gators.
Was that the number
Crocs
one?
Are like in Australia or something.
Do you have any wild boar? You know what scares the hell out of me? Wild boars.
Yeah, of course you
Wild
can.
Boars
course
scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, those things are nasty.
I know Derek Wolf probably hunts them, but whatever. But
he like ropes them, I think.
Something.
Yeah.
You got to be crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they do with the boar? They have helicopter tours that they do, and you got like machine guns, and you just because all they do is kill your land, and your crops and everything.
Yep.
They eat everything.
Yeah, they run
They're
through
awful.
It all.
So, try to get rid of those things.
Okay, watch out down in the bayou. No, beavers are fine. You don't have any problems with beavers.
Are nice.
Beavers
are
there's no wild beavers
doing
just damming the river.
That's all they do.
That's all they do.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that good or bad?
Depends. I had to disassemble a beaver dam one time.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Because they flooded our meadow. So 18 years old, me and my dad went out in the river and dismantled, and it was probably chest deep water, dismantled the beaver dam. They rebuilt it a little bit later.
Right.
Little suckers.
You gotta transport them out.
Yeah.
You can't swim and catch one? Would you catch by the tail?
Can rope them? No.
No?
No, I could rope quite a bit. I could never rope
Is it hard to dismantle? You just kind of start. They
it's
probably
just a
do
bunch
a good
of,
job.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're known for. Like,
exactly.
You figure they would be good.
It's like a Lego set. Taking that thing apart.
Right.
Anyway, this is what you get.
This is it. Exactly. Usually Zach Bye is our National Geographic guy.
He is.
Yeah, I mean, he tells you, like, about whales and, you know, it's good stuff. It is good stuff.
Tells you about whales.
Like, whales' tongues and, like, how much they weigh and stuff like that. And,
wow. Is he like the kid on Jerry Maguire? The human head weighs 8 pounds.
Yeah. He's like that a little bit. But it's very informative stuff.
Okay.
It actually is. It's pretty. He doesn't look like he's got that kind of
nerd.
Yeah, information. Like, yeah. It doesn't look
nerd.
Like
it's fine.
Smart guy.
It's
just nerd. Smart guy.
Okay.
He kind of does look like a nerd sometimes, but
okay.
But he does. He delivers some good info.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of good info, Deion Sanders is changing the direction not only at CU but of college football. We'll tell you how next.
It's Stokely and Zach on Denver's Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Stokely and Zach. Cecil Amy sitting in for one Zach Bye. And how about this? Do not miss the Road to WrestleMania Super Show in Denver. You got Seth freaking Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Becky Lynch, Raw Women's Champion Bianca Belair, and the undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions, the Usos, and many more. It's Sunday, March 26th. At 7 p.m. Ball Arena right here in Denver, Colorado. Callers 4 and 5 win right now. 303-713-1043. It's 303-713-1043. Don't miss the Road to WrestleMania Super Show in Denver.
Love it.
This song?
Kenny Chesney.
You love
Kenny? The WrestleMania stuff. Or the
Wrestle?
Yeah. Love that. Perfect.
Were you like Zach, though? Because, like, Zach still loves wrestling today. So are you, like, did you love wrestling as a kid and still today?
I did as a kid.
I think we all do, right?
Yeah, but not anymore. I don't watch it like he still does.
Yeah, he still watches it religiously.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Get out of here, like, baby.
He'll take the VHS tape out and watch 1985, you know, WrestleMania 5 with Hogan. And
he's got WWE Plus, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's a plus.
I'm not at that level, so.
No?
I've moved on.
You're watching your golf game.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
That's it.
I've heard you guys talk about Deion Sanders. I was in the other day wearing my cowboy hat.
Yes.
By the way, I think Craig might have popped his Achilles again because when I played the audio because he heard y'all, and then I played it for him, and he's like jumping up and down. Shut up, Craig. You got to stop jumping, man.
Right. We can't have that happen to him
again. Popping them Achilles because of Brandon Stokely.
You had your Prime shirt on, too, the other day.
Yeah, yes. Prime shirt. I got the Prime sweatshirt.
That's right.
Deion Sanders has put my picture on his Instagram. I mean, I'm totally famous.
Your picture's on his Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did, like, an Instagram story one day, and I had tweeted about, like, you know, we ready or whatever. And
right, and you made
it. He threw it up there, yeah.
Look, Mom,
thank
I made
you, Deion.
It. Right. Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nobody cooler in college football right now than Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. They went from the worst program in football to, you know, winning, you know, one game or whatever it was last year. It was just one, right? And being one of the worst programs in college football, probably the worst, to now being as relevant as they are, and you're going to have your spring game on ESPN. Can you just imagine that?
That's crazy. In 6 months' time, whatever it's been?
All because of Deion,
and you mentioned the right word. The word is cool. The word of the day is cool. And I think that cannot be overstated in the world of college football with the transfer portals and NILs and all these sorts of things. Being cool matters a lot. In college football, if you're not going to be Alabama or Georgia and CU, God bless them, they're not going to be Alabama or Georgia, you better be cool. And it is cool to be a Buff. It is cool to wear Buffs gear. I was here in the 90s when Pritch and Big Al and all those guys were winning it all. Like, yeah, that was cool then.
Yeah.
It's cool again now, all because of Deion.
That's right. And, you know, he does, obviously. He's got the swag, the cool factor, and that's just who he is. But there's also an accountability factor that he has, you know, that he brings with him. It's just not, hey, let's just have fun and screw around and we're going to just, you know, do whatever. No, there's accountability issue from him and his coaching staff towards those players. Mm-hmm. And I think, obviously, the recruits, their parents appreciate that, right? The kids love all the other cool stuff and what's going on and the fun stuff. But the parents appreciate, hey, your kid's going to go to class. your kid's going to graduate, and your kid's going to be held accountable. And we're not giving anybody anything. And I saw a video last night. I don't know who posted it, but there he was. He's just walking around the weight room. He's like, they had like 245 pounds on the bench. He got under it, repped it out six times. Repped it out six times.
Wow.
With his cowboy hat on. Impressive. Just like, this dude is off the charts.
Okay.
And it is so, so cool that he's here. Coaching right down the road at CU.
Yeah.
I just think it's awesome.
And
it's been more than what I even thought it was going to be. And
right.
I thought it was going to be a grand slam. It's been even better than that.
Well, and we thought, like, okay, come college football season and we'll ramp up. But you mentioned it. The CU spring game is on ESPN. It's like the hottest ticket in town.
Yeah.
And that's all because of Deion. And it's kind of a little bit opposite of what we're seeing with Sean Payton. With Sean Payton, it's batting down the hatches, right? Real G's move in silence. Well, guess what's happening in Boulder? You just mentioned it. Hey, there's Deion in the weight room. Hey, there's Deion out on a hiking trail. Hey, there's Deion out on a field. Like,
at a restaurant.
Deion everywhere. He's at the restaurant. He's all over the place. Like, they are, like, you know, just recording everything that has to do with Deion Sanders, and people are eating it up. I eat it up. You know,
I do too.
Every time I'm scrolling on Instagram and I see a Deion Sanders video, you know what I do? I watch it.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. Because he has that draw. You know, people just gravitate to him, and he's been, like I said, better than advertised by far. And it's been so good for CU football. They're relevant again.
Right.
And it's awesome. I mean, how great would it be to have a big time college football program right in your backyard here that's competing at the highest of levels? And so that's what he's brought to the table, and it's been so much fun so far, and I think it's only going to get better and better. And you just can't help but, like, gravitate to the guy and love the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just he stands for a lot. You know, he's going to hold people. He went in the weight room the other day. I saw a video. You know, I'm watching. Boom, there's Deion. He went in the weight room the other day, walking by some kids, and he's like, hey, you, out. White Sox. No White Sox in here. Boom. You know? Things like that, though, that matters.
Like, is it White Sox? You're gone.
So I guess you're wearing, you know, whatever. You're wearing Black Sox today. Whatever it is, right?
Okay.
I mean, there's something that we're doing, and it all matters. So it's not just like he's not letting that stuff slide. No. Hey, you're doing it the right way. We've told you you're wearing Black Sox today. Well, White Sox, no. Get out of here. Go. Go change your socks. Don't come back in here until you do it. I love that. It's the little details. It's the little things. And, yeah, he's got everything else, but he also has that aspect to him, too, where he's going to hold these kids accountable and hold them to a certain standard.
College football can be big here. It used to be. College football used to be even almost larger than the Denver Broncos. And people, that'll be crazy.
Oh,
people
I can't
won't believe
back
that.
Then,
but
yeah.
In the 90s, it was like that. When I was playing in a state championship in Colorado, I had Sal and Essie's initials on my wristband. Because we all love CU. All love CU. It was the biggest deal ever. That's why I love all those guys. That's why I love Chad Brown. That's why I love Pritch. I love Big Al. Like, that team, those guys, that 90s Buffs team, they were our rock stars, man. And now you have that rock star feel once again up in Boulder, and you can support it. It can be relevant. It can be the toast of the town, the talk of the town.
And it's awesome. It's awesome. So it's been great, and we'll see what it looks like on the football field. I obviously expect them to be more competitive, but I'm not expecting them to, be an 8-9-1 football team out of the first year. Why are you looking at me like that?
Why not?
Is that because so you go from probably the worst football program in college football to, you're still competing in the, the Pac-12. I mean, it's some good teams in there. It takes time. And I know the transfer portal, that stuff can speed things
up. Right.
I just think 8-9 wins, if they get to 6 wins, get bowl eligible, I think that's great. That's a huge success that you're moving forward and doing the right things. And you're really close to taking that big next step. I think that's 2 years from now is the way I look at it.
Okay. And then people will say, well, then Deion will leave. And I go, I don't care.
Who cares? If you get this program back to being relevant, I mean, hey, that's just part of it. Hopefully you can keep him for, a long, long time. Certainly, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, if he gets up and leaves for a bigger program, quote unquote, bigger program, that means he's done a great job here.
Exactly. That means CU's back on the right track and you can carry that momentum wherever your future holds you. It's why when I got the Prime shirt and the sweatshirt, everyone's like, oh, that's going to be great. In 2 years, he's going to be gone. Like, yeah, I don't care. It's great right now.
Yeah.
It is great right now. It is great to be excited about the Buffs, to be a Buffs fan or whatever. You've got just Buffs mania going on right now. And Deion's really kind of showcasing how you can quickly turn things around in college football, but it comes back to it can't just all be the glamour and the gloss and all that. It's got to be accountability. And you're seeing that with Deion.
You are. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun this year. I can't wait. We got Sean Payton, you know, with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Obviously, that stuff is going to change, and it's going to be a different approach there.
We're actually going to get to see football in training camp.
Yes. I think you're right there, Cecil. That's going to be fun. He's not going to just be, you know, disregard the health and safety of his players, obviously, and just go out there and hit every day.
Right.
But
right.
There's going to be a method to the madness. You got to – he comes from the Bill Parcell tree. Right, I mean that's where Sean Payton comes from. So he's gonna have these guys ready to play football. So it's exciting to have him here. You got Deion Sanders over there in Boulder. Goodness gracious, the CSU coach head coach is came from Nevada.
From Nevada, right?
Yes, I'm forgetting his name. And we got I know Drew and Chicken Fingers aren't any help. Look out.
Totally not.
Right. But he's going into his second year. Let's see what he can do there with the CSU Rams. And a lot of fun, exciting things happening around here this fall.
Don't forget
Jay Norville. Norville.
Of course.
And don't forget KKFN, KKFN, HD1, Longmont, Denver, Cecil. Let's not forget that.
You beat me to it.
Yeah. Well, that's my thing. That's what I do.
You did that almost exactly at 58.
Yeah.
You guys have established the rules. It has to be at 58.
Well, it's 57 now.
It is 57.
There's a minute grace period.
57. Yeah. You did it for Jamal Murray? 57? Remember Bubble Jamal Murray?
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
No, I don't remember much about it.
Bubble Jamal Murray.
What have you done for me lately? What have you done for me lately?
They should have won it all in the bubble, man. I don't care if you got an asterisk by it. Like, I don't care. That was a great run.
Of course.
In the bubble.
Yes, of course.
And then steps, I don't know, sideways, backwards? I don't know.
I don't either.
It's got to be step forward, though, this year for the Denver Nuggets. Like, it's got to be, to me, NBA Finals, you give them more of a pass. You're a little nicer.
Yeah.
You say Western Conference Finals.
Probably. I said probably.
Probably.
I said, what do my eyes tell me also? Remember that? You weren't paying attention when I said that?
I don't like facts.
But also, no, but seriously, like, I get it. You got to go, you got to do better than what we've been doing, right? And I get, Zach says the same thing as you've got to at least be in the finals. And I get it. Me, I'm not ready to say that yet. I'm saying you got to get better. You got to improve. But at the same time, I want my eyes to tell me the story. Sometimes it takes that. And it's not just as clear cut as, you know, get to a certain spot or Michael Malone's got to go.
Okay, got to go. We've got Sweet 16 action back tonight. We'll be reacting to that tomorrow there as well. And I think March Madness is the greatest sporting event.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. I don't know about
every
greatest.
Single year.
It is a lot of fun. I mean, I'm an NFL guy. I love the playoffs, man. I love the NFL playoffs. Now, March Madness is so different, obviously.
Right.
Different setup, different structure. But they're all great. They're all great. But it's starting back here again. Tonight, right? Action tonight, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thursday night, tonight, more March Madness action. We'll break it down tomorrow. We'll react to it tomorrow.
Yeah, can't wait. We'll be back at it. I'm supposed to be leaving town right now.
Right now.
Right now. Supposed to be gone. Leaving town. Getting on a plane. Going to California. Yeah.
And now
I'm not.
You're not.
I'm going to be working with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Another day of Stoke around
here. Yeah. Some people, that's a nightmare, but you're stuck. You're screwed, people. I will be back tomorrow. Yeah, my son's out there in California.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, and I was going to go watch a little baseball.
You're going to go do a D-Mac, a little mini D-Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get out there and, you know, take the kids to the casino. We were going to have some fun.
Right.
Rip it up.
And, you know, California this year's had more rain, I think, than they've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a disaster. So, anyway. No one wants to hear my long story, but hey, the game got moved because the fields aren't playable.
Wow.
Because they've had so much rain, moved 3 hours away, so it's like, trip screwed.
Did you see the field for USC's pro day? Did you see what happened at USC's pro day?
No.
So they were supposed to hold their pro day, and their entire field was flooded, okay? So they had to, they tried to move it to their indoor facility, but this is when USC got exposed. Apparently, USC has like a 50-yard long indoor facility with a very low ceiling. So it wasn't even long enough to conduct the 40 inside.
Oh, wow.
So they had to go back out to the flooded field. Well, I'm telling you, it's like a swamp out there. And they ran the 40 outside.
Wow.
I wouldn't have run. I wonder with that much on the field.
Well, what if you're what if you have no choice? Yeah, what if you're Brandon Stokely and like you have to run, like you're your fourth round pick, like you can't not run. You're not like some people have choices, but most people don't. Like you've got
to
show up.
I'm going to a workout facility in LA because you know they're all over LA. I know a buddy of mine that runs a couple of them out there. Like I'm going there. But saying, hey, we're going to put it on TikTok or whatever.
Sure,
like, see my 40 then.
The problem, but see, these teams know, though. Like, they'll understand, like, oh, he ran a 4.5 in awful conditions, right?
I just wouldn't risk getting injured, especially if you were in that position, because, like Cecil said, you could just go to a training facility and retime it there. I would much rather opt to do that. Although, I thought it was funny, it kind of exposed that CU has better facilities than USC, because that indoor facility was a joke.
That's funny, but also Southern California.
Yeah.
Like, when do you need an indoor facility?
Exactly.
You really don't.
Right now?
You really don't. Yeah, but this is once in a lifetime.
Yeah,
right?
It is the number one, I think, year for snowpack in the San Juan Mountains of all time out there in California.
San Juan Mountains. You look at that. Mm-hmm. He's giving
just
us
right off the top of my head.
San Juan Mountains.
Mm-hmm. Bam.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Bam.
Well, you get it
Have you seen the snow that they've had in, like, Mammoth?
Yep.
And I mean, it's crazy.
Yep.
It's crazy out there.
Yeah, it is crazy. Well, it's crazy up in Boulder where you're at, Matt. We were just talking about Dion making CU cool again, and that's the thing. Like, in today's college football, you can never overstate how important it is to be cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and not only that, but yesterday was the first day in full pads, and we've got some awesome audio from Deion Sanders Jr. that we're going to be getting to here a little bit later. We've already got some fan favorites kind of coming up and out of the coaching staff. Sal Cinceri, who's their defensive tackles coach, real salt-of-the-earth guy. We've got some amazing audio from him coming later. But, yeah, I mean, look at they're going on spring break next week, right? And if you look at what they've done these first few days, from the outside looking in, it kind of looks cheesy, right? In my opinion, it's like, well, is that too on the nose? I don't think it is, because you have to rebuild the culture from the ground up. It was a one-win team last year. In my opinion, the worst football program contextually on their level ever.
I don't know about, I don't think cheesy is the right word, Matt.
What is it? Maybe it's a little rah-rah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe. I didn't mean cheesy.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the right word. Maybe it's a little
But it
rah-rah.
Is college, and you're right. You have to do that if you're CU. But Deion, everything he does is cool. From the jacket he wears, you know, this cool white CU jacket. Now he's rocking like a cowboy hat.
Right.
And he's getting under the bench press, 245. Did you see that video?
Yes.
Rocking it out six times.
What could you get at 245 right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now. Not six.
Not six? You're not throwing six up?
No, I haven't bench press in...
Mm-hmm. The shoulders.
The shoulders. Yeah. I haven't bench press.
Especially when you golf. It's just not a good exercise.
It's not even worth it. So, but everything that he does, everything that he wears, it's all cool. And it's just like, this guy gets it.
Right. And he was on the cover of ESPN.com today.
It's prime, man. It's
I know.
Prime.
That's what he is.
Everything he does is cool.
I mean,
You're right.
Back to college when he's on Sports Illustrated with all the gold, the Jerry Curl dripping. I mean, like, he is cool. That's who he is.
So you were in here with the draft guru today. The man who famously pounded the table when Montrell Washington was selected, screaming, no!
That's right. That's right.
And he was right.
Yes.
And he was right. A full year later, he was absolutely right.
He was all over.
I remember saying to Cecil, why are you so down on a fifth round guy? Like, he's from Samford. You should be cheering for him. He's like, no, this was an overdrafting, and it was a gross misuse of assets.
I got some good names from Cecil.
Oh, did you?
I got some good names.
Who do we have?
Cecil. Let me go through my notes, because I took notes.
Okay. You did take notes.
We got some good third rounders. And we got a defensive tackle.
Mm.
Dante Stills, third round pick, possibly out of West Virginia. We got a running back. We got a running back in here. Kind of a... You know, a pass-receiving running back, a guy that's good out of the backfield.
Sure.
I don't want to compare him to Alvin Kamara, but, you know, Kamara was a third-round pick. You could probably get this guy to Tulane in the third round. Tajay Spears. How'd they do with that name?
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
And we have an offensive lineman possibility here from Notre Dame. Did he miss a whole year last year?
Or most
of the year last year. Jarrett Patterson, center, Notre Dame.
Ooh, what was the injury?
Very intriguing.
Oh, God. It wasn't a knee. I don't think it was a knee. No, but he got hurt against Ohio State. So
okay. And then we have
brain's hurting.
Maybe a couple late rounders, seventh rounders. Just throwing some seventh rounders. Speedstra out of
Nebraska. These are the diamonds in the rough.
That's right.
Here.
These are the guys we have to find this year because we don't have a first or second rounder. Exactly. So you're going to have to find some of these guys that make an impact for you.
100%. The Isaiah Pachecos.
That's right. Trey Palmer, wide receiver, Nebraska, speedster. Just got the news. I know you don't like Nebraska, but hey, you got to move on. We're not
the KJ Hamler news.
KJ Hamler, we lost our speedster.
That is true.
Who knows for how long? 4 to 6
but
weeks.
Still, Cecil.
Trey Palmer, wide receiver. Nebraska. He didn't start at Nebraska. He transferred there.
Yeah, LSU transferred.
Okay.
We have our hybrid player, tight end, fullback, kind of.
You'll know this name,
Taysom.
Jack Coletto. Also known as Jack Coletto. Jake is his brother.
That's what
his older brother.
Jack Coletto sounds like a mobster.
Yes, right. That's a hybrid type of player, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Oregon State, seventh round guy, can play a little tight and a little fullback. He ran the Wildcat there at Oregon State, so you know that.
He's a football player.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so possible seventh rounder.
Special
so
teamer.
That's what I wanted to ask you. That's what I wanted to ask you is that Sean Payton allegedly had the one-hour Zoom call with Sean Clifford the other day, quarterback at Penn State.
Yeah, he ain't going to be a quarterback in the pros.
No. I was reading that, and I was going, no way that you're looking at him as a late-round draft pick.
Maybe, but not as a quarterback. You're looking at him as a Taysom Hill. But what's interesting to know about Clifford, guess who he made transfer? Will Levis. Will Levis transferred, goes to Kentucky, blows it up, because Clifford's the all-time everything, basically, for Penn State. He's not going to be a quarterback.
Watching Penn State football can be brutal at times, especially in the Big Ten. And when you watched him this year, they were good this year, but they were a little up and down. And he is certainly not a proficient passer. Like, his best games are, like, 20 completions with, like, just over 200 yards, right? They're a run-dominant team there under James Franklin. So, look, I mean, I could see the Taysom Hill connection because he's a big dude. Was he 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big dude. Kind of perfect athlete. I don't know if you necessarily need a Taysom Hill on this team, but obviously Sean Payton can be versatile with what he does. So if you can find that guy, go for it.
Do you feel strongly about where the Broncos should be allocating their draft capital this year? Positionally?
It better be offensive line, defensive line. Yep. I know there's some sexier things you can get in running backs and wide receivers, but you got to build the trenches.
And they've done that. They've done the big moves.
Yes,
free agency. Offensive defensive line.
Yeah, they've been really good there. I'd like to see them back it up with some rotational guys, some drafts, some rookie guys that can come in and then learn from some of these guys that they picked up in free agency. So if they go offensive line, defensive line, and pass rusher, I am concerned about pass rusher on this team. It comes down to Baron Browning and what kind of steps he takes. Randy Gregory's fine when he's healthy. He's going to be healthy about 10 games. But it comes
knock
down.
On wood.
Does Baron Browning take that next step? Is Baron Browning Malik Reed, or is he Shaq Barrett? Like, that's a difference.
Right.
There's a difference there. So we don't know what yet he's going to be, and because of that, I just want to add more pass rushers. So give me offensive line, give me defensive line, and pass rushers all day in the draft. And it's actually a good class for edge this year.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Okay.
Yep.
Because
that
was kind of one conversation that we've been having over the last few days is Nick Bonito was 64th overall, and you're drafted in the third round. Is that about the quality of pass rusher you think that you can find at that
I think you can get better.
Spot?
You do?
Yeah.
Better. You can get better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nick Bonito's still pretty raw. Yeah, I haven't given up on him, of course, but like he needs to show
up on him already.
Right.
Well, he needs a couple years in an NFL weight program, I feel like, to really reach his full potential, right? I mean, he just can't hold an edge in a run game.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah,
that's his own. That's the knock I got on him. He just can't play the run.
Right.
But I've always said, Derek, you come into the league, you put 10 pounds of muscle on. Like it'll change guys. As long as your frame can handle it, it'll change guys.
Yeah.
NFL weight program compared to what you're getting at whatever college.
Well, it's the meals. You're eating better food. Everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of these universities, though. I mean.
That's true. That is a very
pretty
good
wild.
Point. Yeah. In Arizona, you got to pay for your own meals still, right? So.
Yeah. Here, watch out for that.
I know. Well, that's good to know. Offensive line, defensive line. That's where you feel like the value is, or at least the biggest positions of need right now.
Yes. Yeah. And you're going to have some luxury picks. Tight end class is super deep this year.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly deep this year.
There's a kid up at CU who profiles as a pro. This kid, Seydou Traore from Arkansas State.
Yep.
He's a beast, man. Have you seen him at all?
Yep.
Yeah, he was really good. You made it up there for Pro Day, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
anything up there?
No. I don't want to be mean. But,
it's
like,
okay.
This year, and usually it's Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Wyoming's been the best program locally for a while.
For NFL talent?
For NFL talent. That's what I concentrate on.
CSU, too.
CSU with Trey McBride last year, to be sure. Yeah.
We had a couple. That's smattering.
But I usually, like, I'm not a college football fan. Like, Matt, you're a college football fan. I don't want to classify you.
It's fine.
But I'm not a college football fan because I just care about guys that can make the pros. If that makes me sound bad, whatever. But, like, I watch college football with a different
Scout's eye.
With just
it's hard for me to watch college football.
With just your
It's
eye.
A different game.
It's just slower. It's
it's different.
Sloppier.
Yeah.
As the man who was bullish on the Broncos possibly being Super Bowl contenders last year.
Yes.
How do you feel about them going into this year?
I wasn't high, Derek. Trust me. And here's my logic behind it. If you make the playoffs, you can make the Super Bowl. So if you're a playoff contender, aren't you a Super Bowl contender? Now, how serious are you? How far could you go? Yes. I'm hoping for the playoffs this year.
Okay.
I feel strongly health-wise. They got to stay healthy. But, like, yes, you've got Sean Payton. He's good for three more wins. You take this team. This team has talent.
Right.
It's not a bunch of slappies and then Nathaniel Hackett, whatever. Like, no, you had talent. You weren't well-coached. Now
they were
well-coached. And they were injured. So get some health go their way, better coaching go their way. Russell Wilson isn't completely done. He may not be what he wanted to be, but, like, you have an opportunity to win a playoff game this year.
Thank you, Cease. Appreciate it, buddy.
Win a playoff game.
Yeah, I'll take it. Go in as a wild card, beat, like, a Jacksonville or something.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
All day, every day. Off and rolling on the drive, Matt Smith in for DMAC, continuing on this week with Derek Wolfe. It's Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.